All right, folks, now 12 minutes before 6 o'clock, and look out, here comes Danny Schechter, the news director.
Dissector.
Dissector. You're a dissector, not a director.
Not a mere director.
Oh, my. Madiba, A to Z, what a timely book. The Many Faces of Nelson Mandela. And Danny's here to have you learn about the book and have him sign this book at Dolly's tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Fabulous. No, Sunday. Sunday at 5, sorry. Today's Friday.
Yeah, that's right. It's all mixed up, isn't it?
It is. Sunday, I'll be there at 5 at Dolly's talking about Nelson Mandela, signing books, and also discussing, you know, an issue that's got me very upset in the last few days, the fact that the Academy Awards passed over the Mandela movie, did not recognize him, while the whole world has. So it's interesting about what topics the Academy Awards think people should care about and what topics they don't. In short, you know, it's okay to care about a slave, but not slavery. It's okay to care about Wall Street crime as long as the people who committed are kind of cool and hip. It's okay to care about government corruption as long as it's funny. Okay? So you have a lot of themes in the big Hollywood movies that really obscure the reality of the subjects. And a movie that's been 16 years in the making, honoring Nelson Mandela, that he authorized based on his autobiography, which opened to incredible rave reviews all over the world, is basically just dismissed by the Academy Award because it's, quote, too worthy, too reverential. Who knows? They don't say why they pass on something. Bono was nominated for a song, you know, in the Long Walk to Freedom movie, a song about love, but there was no love for Mandela at the Academy Awards. And this upsetting me right now.
Well,
they snubbed him, you know.
Danny, Robert Redford snubbed and Nelson Mandela snubbed. What is this world coming to?
Well, you know, he was brilliant in that movie, but, you know, he talked about it. He said, you know, this was an independent movie. I work in a big industry. I know the industry. He couldn't really criticize it. But, you know, it was hard to get the attention, the respect, and the support for his movie, even though he's a big name personality. And even though the movie is brilliant, you know, no, almost no script. It was a great exercise in acting and invention by him. So, you know, my concern is, of course, has been expressed before by many people, the priorities of show business as opposed to show art or show culture, which is really, you know, in a way, you know, bringing us all into the popcorn era and keeping us in the popcorn era, not helping us raise our awareness of important issues. So, you know, just a month earlier, 91 heads of state, including our own president, went to South Africa to pay tribute to Nelson Mandela. The UN General Assembly, every country in the world, paid tribute to him after dying at 95 from diseases he contracted in prison. But the Academy Awards, the people in Hollywood who are really there to, you know, to pack them in and keep the grosses up, basically ignored him and ignored this story. So a story of victimization, a story of subjugation. We love that. That's violence. That's as American as cherry pie, as H. Rapp Brown once said.
Wow.
Liberation, that's something else.
News dissector,
and doesn't get
Danny
Schechter. And doesn't get the attention.
We got to get to your book or we're going to run out of time. But
okay,
I love the social mores thing.
So the book.
Injustice of it all. But let's talk about
you
in this book.
The book was made, commissioned by the people, the producers of the movie Mandela Long Walk to Freedom, because they realized that no one movie can tell this whole story, which is a saga going back to 1918, and, you know, a transformation of a country, a victory of a liberation struggle. You know, it's a complex story, and Nelson Mandela wrote it himself in prison and was punished for writing it when they got a copy of The Long Walk to Freedom. So a lot of people sacrificed a great deal, not only to tell the story, but to make the story, in a way. And so when I was in South Africa, I began.
When were you there?
I was there over the last year, interviewing not only the actors, the stars of the movie, but in a way, the stars of the struggle, the people who were in prison with Mandela, the people who worked with him in politics, the people who knew him best. And I tried to look for what we don't know about this man. Everybody, when you say Mandela, everybody has an image of this smiling grandfather, saintly figure, without recognizing a lot of ways in which he grew in prison, the ways in which he evolved his thinking and went and became the foremost spokesman of actually compromise with his enemies, trying to bring them into the process so that South Africa's change could be rooted not just in one group claiming victory over others, but for everyone. Everyone becomes a stakeholder in the process of change. And that was his particular genius. But, you know, people think, well, he just promoted reconciliation. He liked the whites. No, not at all. He recognized the realities of what he was dealing with. In order to make this change, how many countries has a prisoner become a president? And how many countries has a movement that fought for 100 years been successful? And a lot of it has to do with the support that the South African people received overseas in the rest of the world, the anti-apartheid struggle. I was part of the music, the record, Sun City, Artists Against Apartheid. I helped organize that with little Stephen Van Zandt. All of these things, these solidarity actions, made a big difference. In the end, you had banks refusing to roll over loans, and that's what helped bring the South African government down and force them to negotiate with their enemies, force them to release Mandela. So it's a fascinating story, but
disinvestment.
Yeah, but the story is not widely known because I'm a journalist. I worked at ABC News. I worked at CNN. I know how superficial our news coverage is. And so here was a chance to really get into more depth and more dimension about him, his life, and what have you. And so I decided to write this book as an A to Z.
You began writing this, it sounds like, long ago.
Well, I started writing it a long time ago, in the 60s, when I first went to South Africa in the dark days of apartheid. I've been involved in this whole struggle over the years and, in fact, was very active in the civil rights movement. We're commemorating on Monday Martin Luther King Jr. and the people in the civil rights movement who sacrificed so much for freedom here in America. And there are parallels and differences between those two movements. Here in America, we were fighting so that the Constitution of our country applies to all people. Irrespective of race. In South Africa, they had no constitution. They had no rights.
They had no rights.
At all. Mm. So it was a much difficult, much more difficult struggle. Also, in South Africa, the forces in the Western world that professed support for democracy supported the apartheid system. And one of the things I reveal in this book is how the CIA played a key role in Mandela's arrest. They actually ratted him out to the South African government, which is very relevant considering that just today President Obama was talking about reforming the NSA, the whole Edward Snowden revelations and disclosures about truth. And in a sense, what I've tried to get at in this book is a deeper truth about Nelson Mandela, not just because he was an individual. The thing about him is that he would always say, I didn't do this alone. I'm not a saint. I'm not the person that waved the magic wand that made South Africa free. I worked as part of an organization, part of a movement, part of a collective leadership. And those are important principles. Sorry if I'm ranting here bit, Randy.
I'll cut you off when I have to because I've got to get to the point of it all here.
The point of it is that this book will tell this story in ways that you haven't read about it before. The movie itself has, been released around the country, but now that it wasn't nominated for the big enchilada, the Academy Award, it'll probably be taken out of the theaters, maybe returning on TV movie channels. But it's an important story, and it's an important story for us as Americans because it's about the struggle for freedom as a global challenge, not just as an American situation.
Well, I see your passion for it and your passion for the topic as well as all of the nuances surrounding the man and all of the...
Well, that's what... What's fascinating are the details. Mm-hmm. That's where the story is.
That's
it's
what
not
it is.
In the general strokes. So it's a deeper story, and it's one worth reading. Come see me at Dolly's on Sunday at 5, and I'll talk about it more, and you can check the book out for yourself.
Danny, how many books have you published?
15.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
And this one is how new? You started a year ago, so Nelson Mandela was still here.
I started writing it in June. It came out in October, which was pretty amazing. We finally had a book party on a Monday, on a Thursday.
He died. You're a quick writer. Look at you go. Man.
He died. So, yeah. You know, that was a tragedy. On the other hand, he lives in the hearts of so many people.
One of the most beloved characters of all time.
It's not just about him physically. It's about what he represented, the meaning of his struggle, his long walk to freedom. And that's what's important. There's a website, by the way, called MadibaBook.com. Madiba is the clan name in South Africa. He was part of the Madiba clan. So everybody called him Madiba, including him. He called himself Madiba. So that's why I call the book Madiba A to Z. And I think you'll find it interesting. It's a different way of doing a biography, storytelling, not academic footnoting.
And I find it interesting and you interesting.
And I find you interesting. I'm happy. I'm happy to be here.
Danny Schechter, the news dissector, and it's Madiba, A to Z, The Many Faces of Nelson Mandela, a book that's been in the works for decades, but written within the past 6 months.
There you go.
Amazing.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you, my friend.
You got it right.
Sunday, 5 p.m. at Dolly's Bookstore, you can meet this gentleman, Danny Schechter, and buy a copy of his book. He'll sign it for you. And are you going to do some readings and discussions of it?
I hope so. Hope some people come. The last event I had in New York was the coldest day of the year, the coldest night of all time.
Oh, yeah, you were in the deep freeze.
You know, five people braved the weather to come.
Well, it's a good time.
But it was a nice vibe.
Sunday, you will have a nice, nice cavalcade of folks through that door.
I hope so.
You know, it's right central.
You know, I've been to Sundance before. I've had movies in the festival. I've been in a movie in the festival. So I feel...
I need an hour with you, Danny.
I
50 minutes
like
isn't
this is
enough.
Such a cool place. No,
thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
To be continued.
My friends, news next from NPR.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided by Danny, 25 years in the title business. Highland Title, 435-200-0003. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you.